He knew who the one was that could get the job done. God's been punishing you broads. Making you eager for heaven. The whole point. Quit fighting it. The curse on Eve was submission. Go read in the Bible. Submission to her husband. You don't like that? Stay single and look in the mirror and say, I'm queen. That's it. I mean, every morning, get up and say, I don't want a man. Go ahead. Be miserable. Deprive yourself of the happiness and joy that we men can give you. Suffer. Now, that was funny. This is serious. God put a curse on you. Put a curse on you. You don't want it. He put a curse on me. I am a natural born beach bum. I get mad at God every morning. Why can't I lay on the beach at Tahiti and him have seagulls bring me food like he did Elijah? He sends me off, lets my brook dry up, and sends me off to preach to a cantankerous broad. I mean, Elijah's life is the life of the poor prophet. God tantalizes you with the hope, sends you off, and feeds you with birds. Now, there's heaven on earth. The stream to fish in and the birds to feed you. Straight from paradise to hell. Go to Zarephath. There's a widow there to take care of you. He gets there and just like a woman. The minute her son died, she blamed him for everything. Said he had come to remind her of past sins. I'm sure he didn't even know about. Then he raised her son from the dead. And she said, now I know you're a man of God. Unstable, changeable. The Bible's a very interesting book. I don't like what God laid on us men. I think I should be able to lay on the beach, be fed with nectar from heaven. Birds should fly and bring it to me. The greatest effort I should go through would be to go out and body surf. God laid on man to get his bread by the sweat of his brow. And my friend, if you ain't willing to get up and charge every day, if you're a man, there's some other man going to beat you to that corner who's willing to charge. Sammy may feel that he should lay in bed and a certain percentage of the real estate transactions in Los Angeles, there should be automatically seen to it by God that a commission check be mailed to him. You like that idea, Sam? That's right. And I'm telling you, these musicians on my staff should only have to make videotapes and dance around a monkey like they did. I mean, now that's real fun. But having to sit here and sweat it out and sing the same old songs over and over, these cameramen ought to be able to just watch and enjoy instead of putting on all out all this energy. Believe you me, some of you men want the woman to do her part and you not do yours, and vice versa. That's why I laid a principle on you. I don't know many women that wouldn't be able and ready to make their husband Lord and King. He gave them the security and the love that Jesus gives his church. It's like the chicken and the egg, you know. It's hard to get it started. The women wait for the man to be what God wants the husband to be, and the husband waits for you just better get the right one. Then it comes about. I'm old-fashioned. I believe in love. Too many people married without love. They're married for sex. And the church has pushed them into it. Now, I just observed, you know. I just drove a nice truck. That's all. But I'm saying that God laid something on us, and man's been kicking about it for these centuries. The only thing that you're set free in is in Christ. You're set free from guilt and pain and criticism to individuality and faith and eternal life. But I'm dead serious. Now, I'm half serious. The serious part is there are going to be 7-to-1 men. And I'm doing my part. Because I'm telling you, women are superior to men. That's why God punished them so much. If it hadn't been for Eve, I'll tell you something. You'd be ruling the world, ladies. God gave you the ability. Anybody knows you make the second model, you can do a better job. Ford learned that. I mean, after he practiced on Adam, second model's better. Do you realize you ladies would be ruling the world? And we men would be picking apples for you. You'd be the president and the kings if it weren't for Eve. Don't get mad at me for telling you the way it is. Don't get mad at me for obeying God and making sure that I do my part to keep you in your place. Blame Eve. Tell God about it. Ain't fair, God, to put us all under for that dumb broad Eve. Get mad at her. Go down the freeway tonight. I hate Eve. Don't you dare say I hate Scott. God may put strange diseases on you. Say, I hate Eve. And all I got to say to you men, for the pain we've suffered, you ought to knock Adam's teeth out if he's up there. But you ought to run to Eve and kiss her. And say, honey child, if it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't have had a chance. All these women hate you. But if it hadn't been for you, honey, we'd have been servants throughout all those years. And just plant a big one on her. Glendale, I agree with what you've been saying about fairness to men and women, discipline of children. You think a woman should pass through a church? Absolutely not. No circumstance, anywhere, anytime. I think she can teach temporarily. I think she can supplement. I think she can do various things. You're going to quote the scripture about supper and woman teach this, that, baloney. God's got exceptions. But a pastor is the shepherd, and I believe that if she is going to be the shepherd, she ought to go find herself a man she can call Lord Master and let him help her. No, I don't believe she's a pastor. I respect women preachers. My mother preaches when I'm gone. I love my mother. She always was my dad's helpmate. Oh, I know. Women have done good jobs. All rules have exceptions, and God has a right to make any exception He wants. You're asking me for a general principle. Then, well, I can point to a woman. What about this one or that one? I leave it with God. I'm not their judge. You're asking me for a general principle. And the Bible's general principle on the subject, God calls women Women have been prophetesses and preachers. God help us if we didn't have the women around Jesus. And look what some of them did in South France. But Mary and Martha found somebody to help them, and they were helpmate too. I'm sorry, you know. There are lots of things you can do for God besides pastoring. I owe my ministry to a lady that traveled around the mission fields of the world and came up from the jungles of Burma to teach in the afternoon. She didn't usurp any authority of position. She was a gifted teacher. You say, what about the gift of the teacher to the church? That's a hyphenated word in the Ephesian letter that is teaching pastor or pastoring teacher. This woman was just a natural teacher. And the lesson she taught changed and affected my life. And I have seen some women that have pastored, and the results have been good. You asking me, do I think it ought to be? Nope. I have to stand with the Scripture. Don't think a woman should pastor. That's going to lose me a few. That's the way it is.